Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, so secondary schools finish up for the summer in just 7 weeks now, right? Primary schools break a month later. So a lot of families around the country are probably already thinking about their summer holiday. And of course, the bit of weather has definitely put us in the mood for a break. So what we're going to do now is a summer holiday masterclass, and not just family holidays, tips for everyone. So I'm joined in studio by two seasoned travellers, Irish Independent travel editor Paul O'Connella and Linda Marr, who is travel and features editor of the Irish Daily Mail. Welcome, folks.
Thank you.
Do you want to make us all jealous for us? What jollies or trips have you coming up, Linda?
I've Mallorca for 50th in a couple of weeks, a family one. And then I'm hopefully doing a Club Med mid-May in Portugal and a celebrity cruise in June.
Okay, and that's work outside of the 50th. The other two would be work.
Yeah, that's work.
Paul?
Well, I am going to the States hopefully in a couple of weeks to Indianapolis. It's a random one, but it's a new route with Aer Lingus. They're doing it on these smaller single aisle planes, the A321neo. So they're like the planes you take to Europe or London or whatever, but they have longer range. And I just want to see what it's like in Indianapolis. But also, I've been travelling all over Ireland. We have our Fab 50 list in the Irish Independent today. And those short stays, I have a couple of those lined up too.
Okay. So let's start the masterclass with the planning stage, because, of course, everything's going to be perfect this time. You're going to get it right. Paul, I think your family is in the middle of that at the moment.
We are.
So everyone's in on it. And your big tip here is ask what before you ask where.
That's one way I would look at it. So we're in a teen zone. Our kids are teens, and we are currently, we always have this debate about how hot should it be? Should we stay at home? Should we go abroad? Last year, we had a lovely holiday in Connemara, but you know what I'm going to say about what happened with the weather. So this year, we are weighing up a couple of resort-style holidays in the Algarve and Spain and Sicily. Now, we're hoping to push the button on that in the next week or two. So with the teens, my tip is always to try and involve them in the planning and the talking about it beforehand. So we'll sit around the kitchen table and go, what does a nice summer holiday look like to you? And you'd be surprised if someone might say, oh, shopping, the malls, you know, I want to spend the money I've earned doing the working in the restaurant at the weekends. And someone else might say beach, pool. Someone else might say galleries, or, you know, exploring a city, or just eating fresh sardines by the sea. And you have to be the boss.
So then you do a Venn diagram of all of that and try and find the perfect place. In the middle is what
it looks like. And then you can talk to your travel agent, or you might know yourself, and they might say, oh, we have that in the Algarve, or we have that in Mallorca, or we have that in northern Spain. And you at least have a bit of momentum then with what you're after.
And just a quick tip as well. You say look at the school holidays in other countries.
So we're all trying to shoehorn our holidays into the hot months in summer, but June is where you'll get the lower rates, a little less sting in the heat. The first week or two in July, the UK haven't necessarily got the same holidays yet. And the last week in August, also worth a look, because everyone is home trying to plan for what's coming. Okay. So they're sort of on the fringes, let's say. But you can also look, you don't have to look at 7 days or 2 weeks. If you look at, say, 8 days or 6 days or 9 days, the way holidays are packaged at the moment, you can get better deals than simply doing a week.
Yeah, okay. Linda, I think you learned the hard way a few years ago about that, sitting down and getting everyone on board, did you?
Yeah, so we did Cambrils near Salou in Spain. Amazing.
What's that? Kind of,
it's like a mobile home park, but it's got a fabulous water park. It's close to PortAventura, so, which is like kind of a mini Disneyland. So, you know, you're able to go there quite easily. You can go to Barcelona quite easily.
So it has it all. Yeah.
It was just too hot. I'm kind of in a nice place where I have stepchildren, so I can go with them and without them, which is always a nice choice to have. But we did bring the kids on that one, and it was very, very, very hot. And you think oh, that can't be a problem when there's water and everything. When you're out of the water, when you're trying to get ready just to go for dinner, when you're sitting at dinner in the evening, you know, people trying to sleep at night. There was air conditioning, but it was only in the main living area, yeah, not in the bedroom. So it was, it was a long week, you know, that everybody was just a little bit miserable by the end of it, you know.
Snappy kids. Yeah. So you say think a bit more about Ireland, Northern Ireland, UK.
Yeah. And again, like, look, if your children are the type that just love the sun and are happy enough with the heat, that's fine, you know, but do try and get air conditioning, especially if you're going in July or August. But otherwise, like, do look at Ireland. It, you know, can Ireland tick the boxes for you? Or, you know, even the UK, if you can get, you can get a ferry to Wales. In Wales, there's some incredible things to do in Wales. And a lot of them are indoor if you don't get the weather. So there's a brilliant kind of trampolining in caves in Wales. There's a brilliant whitewater rafting in Cardiff. Cardiff itself is a really good city. There's, the valleys are absolutely stunning. If you can drive through some of that, you can make your way up into England if you fancied it. Have you, do you have football fans in the house? Would they do a tour of Anfield or Old Trafford? Could you take in, sometimes there'll be matches during the summer, like little pre-season friendlies or legends matches, you know, where the older players might play. And you can do tours of them. Could you make your way up? You know, maybe they're Celtic fans. You go up to Glasgow. Edinburgh is a cracking city and so much to do up there. And the ghost tours and things like that you can do that really keep kids entertained. And then you can come back by ferry into Belfast, do your Game of Thrones tours up there, do a Titanic tour up there, W5, and the Gobbins Cliff Path. Like, there's so much you could do.
You're selling me here, like, so it's kind of a road trip.
It really, like a genuinely good road trip. And you know,
good enough theme parks in England as well.
Really, Alton Towers you can do along the way as well. There's Legoland, there's Peppa Pig if you have kind of younger kids. There, you know, genuinely is a lot to do. If you just think, do you know what, the sun is just not, people are just not going to enjoy it, you know.
Okay, so if we move on to booking then, Paul, if it's a holiday abroad, would you book flights and accommodation separately, or is still like a package or whatever?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've done both over the years. I mean, I'll give you two quick examples. We were trying to get away from the heat, but to go abroad one year, and we decided we'd go to Northern Spain. Northern Spain and Brittany are two places where the weather is a bit cooler, but you also run the risk of rain, and it's worked out both ways for us. So we decided that we would like to try and find a city in Northern Spain. We went over a couple of years to Santander and to Gijón, which are not that well known. They have the big shops, the restaurants, but they also have beaches.
Yeah.
And we decided we'd book an Airbnb apartment. So in that case, we booked separately. But this year, we're looking at booking a resort and getting it all in together. One reason why I would recommend doing that, if you're unsure, is that there's an added layer of protection, Brendan, so that if something does go wrong, if you do have an air traffic control strike, or if you need to contact someone on the ground for whatever reason, and you're booked through a travel agent or a tour operator and it's together, you definitely have a few more comebacks. Plus, it's just easier to organise. So it's a bit of horses for courses, and it'll depend on the haulier.
Yeah, okay. The one thing about going Airbnb, Linda, over like, say, a hotel is that in a hotel situation, it can be very expensive if you want a second room or whatever. And like, I think there comes a point where everyone can't be in one room anymore, even family.
Yeah. I feel like we all know that situation. I think especially when
just to remind people, in case they haven't hit it yet, because you normally hit it when you're there.
This is the last year we'll be doing this. Yeah. Especially when you hit the teen years, I think you definitely do need kind of a separate room. And if you are going into two hotel rooms, that can get very expensive, where if you are in something. But, you know, a lot of resorts now also have kind of houses that, you know, on site, or, you know, cabins kind of that are two bedroom or are three bedroom. They can start to, you know, there's some like really fabulous 3 and 4 bedroom ones, or villas on site, that kind of thing, and they can start to run expensive. Do you have a sister and brother who are also looking for a holiday with their children?
Okay.
You know, if you're a single parent, do you have a friend who's in the same position? And then the kids can also keep each other company, you know, which is a really good kind. So just kind of looking around and going, is there anybody else would fancy this and come in on this with me?
You're pushing a lot of thinking outside the box here, which is good. One thing you're saying, which I'm 100% with you on, is don't pay for the breakfast. Breakfast option in the hotel if you don't have to. Go out, get out.
Exactly. Well, have a little look at your Google Maps. If there is, you know, somewhere in walking distance that's going to be doing, you know, and maybe it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but, you know, an Irish breakfast for €3.95, 5 minutes walk from your hotel, there's no point in you paying €15, €18 a day for a buffet in the hotel. But also, you know, if there's a place that, you know, a really nice Italian breakfast or a really nice Spanish breakfast, find out what is that kind of thing. And, you know, not everybody, I'm not a breakfast eater, so it wouldn't bother me to skip breakfast, but my partner can't, there's no talking to him till he's been fed in the morning. So, you know, you have to kind of take everybody into account who's actually going to take advantage of it and is it worth the cost.
Okay. Paul, you booked the holiday insurance and the airport car park at the same time as you're making your booking, yeah?
Oh, yeah. So if you're talking about getting organised, there's extra parking in Dublin now because the new park to travel site has reopened. But you need to make sure that, that you have your parking booked. The reason to book your insurance when you book your holiday is that you, if someone gets sick or you need to make changes before you go, you have the insurance in place.
Okay, so book the insurance, in fact, a day before you book the holiday.
Yeah, no, don't leave it till the last minute in case you need to make changes beforehand. So that's why. And it's worth just getting ahead of getting to the airport. Check the measurement sizes of your bags. We all know there's a lot of chat going on about that with Ryanair at the moment. Check, just decide whether you're going with the Family Plus or whether you're going to, you know, try and wing it with the carry or try and do it with the carry-on bag. So just get all that stuff sorted now. The other thing is to go after you've finished listening to the show. Go to the drawer where you have your passports and your European health insurance cards, the old E111s, and check the dates. And don't forget, because your kids' passports expire after 5 years, and that can often come up on you quite quickly. So that's just a little bit of housekeeping for the holidays.
Linda, give us a quick few packing tips.
For me, a couple of weeks ago, we were going away. You know, so a lot of airlines now will give you a free check-in 10K. You'd have to pay to take it on board. You can get a free check-in 10K. So we were going, we were flying with Aer Lingus. So I will not travel with less than 20K for a week. And I'm not going to try and tell anybody to try and do that.
You bring an outfit for every night.
Yeah, an outfit for every night. People. Shoes to go with most of the outfits.
You've ever heard of a capsule wardrobe? So, no, I'm not.
Definitely not me. Definitely not me. But we booked, so I booked a 20K. But then we did my free 10K. And then my partner had a free 10K, became his 20K. So you don't have to book a bag each in that way. So just have a look at what the baggage
Excellent.
Allowances
Be
are
strategic
for each.
And, yeah, exactly. And use the max of everything
Bits of Lego.
you've been given.
Exactly.
Okay. Paul, you would say, you're like me now, you're at the airport 5 hours earlier, I'd say, are you?
I think peace of mind is the most important thing on a holiday.
Like, who wants to start with stress? Linda?
I live 10 minutes from the airport. I will often leave my house an hour and a half before my flight.
Oh, really? That's brilliant.
With fast track.
Yeah, but
are
you happy though? Okay, fast track.
Well, that's a nice treat, actually.
Fast track is great.
How much does it tend to be roughly?
It tends to be cheaper. If you get it when you're booking your flight, you can get it for about 7 or 8 euro. It's about 13 if you wait closer to the time.
Okay, and just finally then, when we arrive at the destination, Paul, what would be your tips for the first few hours, the orientation?
So if you're travelling with kids, you need to get them onto the time zone as early as you can. So have a strategy if you're dealing with jet lag. The other thing is, if you're in Spain, people eat a lot later. So if you're going to be eating out and soaking up the atmosphere, don't wonder why when you go to restaurants at 6 o'clock it's empty. In Spain you have dinner after 9, so get that stuff all sorted on the first day.
I think you should have a vague plan for where to eat on the first night, because if everyone's addled and you're walking around and nothing looks perfect, and then suddenly everyone's got too hungry and
exactly, you don't need to over plan but if you've a few bookings made, you've booked the water park for the Thursday, you might have a car rental booked for 2 days rather than the 7. But also with the young kids particularly, lay down the law about the sunscreen on day one and about drinking the water and about where they can and can't go in the resort. So it's good to get that, those, just get those boundaries in place on day one.
And Linda, you're very passionate about the big shop.
The big shop. Anybody who knows my mother will know all about the big shop. If you go anywhere with her, first two things are unpacking and then the big shop gets done. she's very keen. Just get the basics, enough for, you know, your breakfast/lunch on the second day. So when you go out on the first night and you forget to come home at a reasonable hour, the next morning you wake up, it's all there and you don't have
water
to worry about
is
it.
Key
and,
as well
and
the you big, don't want to be paying for water
and that's the
in
thing
anywhere, like.
So, but the big five, remember with the big 5 litre ones, if you go down to there's a supermarket in the resort, but there's a supermarket down the road that's much cheaper, so you go down there. If the water is like 50 cent here in the supermarket, get it in the hotel. You do not want to have to carry it all the way back up. Those, the handles on those things cut the hands off you.
And And also, you like to do the laundry before you come home.
Oh, that's, you know, and you hate it. And you don't want to think about it. And it makes you feel like normal life is already back before you've even left to go home. But do a wash before you go home. And it'll dry in a couple of hours. And then you are ready to just put it all away as soon as you get home. You don't have that hanging over you in the rain.
So think a little bit about future stuff before you come home. Okay, thanks a million, guys. Paul, so you have a big spread in the indoor today. We just
thanks for mentioning that. It's called the Fab 50. And
yeah, but it's not the usual suspects. It's interesting stuff people are doing around the country.
That's right. It's about new openings and places that are really doing imaginative things. Small, rebooted B&Bs and guest houses. There's a mirror house we have near Loch Ney with literally mirrors on the exterior. There's a whiskey hotel in there. There's a new 5-star overlooking Royal Portrush. So there's loads of ideas.
Yeah, there's people doing very interesting things out there around the country, isn't there? Okay, Paul O'Connella and Linda Marr, thank you very much. It's